Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today's episode, we're going to talk about a part of the Fran Coach process that we take our clients through. But not just any part of the process, we are going to discuss what is perhaps the absolute most important part of that process, which is called the assessment call. Before we dive into this, tell you all about it and tell you why it is so important, let's first tell you who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own, and our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So we've got a whole bunch of different things that we do in the podcast series. We've got franchisor spotlights. We've got interviews with clients. We've got episodes where we're talking about things specific or a little bit more generic, I guess you should say, to franchising, and then things that are specific to what we do at Fran Coach and our process. And so today we're going to talk about the assessment call. So first of all, let's back up a little bit on our process. And so the assessment call is essentially the second time we speak with folks. The first call, which there is, I believe, don't quote me on this, episode 29, we talk about what to expect on that first call, but it's typically 15, 20 minutes and it's really first date-ish. Let's get to know you. Where are you in your life and your career? Why are you on the phone with us? Why are you thinking about maybe owning a franchise? And then really kind of walking you through our process, start to finish from first call until somebody signing a franchise agreement. Gosh, it could be 3 months, sometimes even a little bit longer, start to finish. So with all that timeline, why is call number two so important? Well, after the first call, if there's some interest on both sides and progressing a little bit more, we're going to give you some homework. There's going to be a profile that we're going to have you complete. It's going to take 10, maybe 15 minutes of your time to go through there. Basic stuff, it's all about you, right? So we're going to have you do that, and then we're going to set up our second phone call, the assessment call. I block an hour for that conversation. So what we're going to do is essentially I'm going to pummel you with questions as we go through there. So what our goal is to really understand what is your ideal business model? What is your ideal owner role? And we don't expect anybody to have any clue what these things should be, especially for the folks looking at this for the first time. So what we'll do is we're going to go through a series of questions. The profile is key because it kind of gives us a starting point for that. So always tell people the better the info on the profile, the more prepared we are to ask you the right questions, because there's any number of different directions we can go with this. But it's kind of go through a little process and a little bit of a flow on that call, right? First is, why are you looking at this? And because again, if we don't have an answer for that, then it's going to be a really short call because there's no point in talking anymore. What is it? And I'll just tell you like some common things that we will hear. Control, right? I want more control over my career, the decision-making process, the time that I am spending, who I am answering to, yourself, not others. The lifestyle, the financial gains that you can have with this, right? All of these things. And then most people will get, you know, kind of specific examples of how that affects their life, how those having more control over those things would better their life, better their family, right? So that's first. Then we're going to dive into what do you want your role to look like as an owner? And again, we don't expect people to know this, but we're going to start broad and then narrow it down, right? Are you going to be full-time in the business? Are you going to be part-time? Do you have a job you want to keep and do this more part-time? What type of things are you going to do? Do you want to be much more kind of a higher level executive role? Do you want to be a little bit more kind of boots on the ground with this? Are you comfortable being the face of the business in the community, talking to people. Do you want customer interaction? Do you want to stay away from, like, I never want to talk to a customer ever. Perfect. We got a model for that. I love talking to customers. I want to do it all day. Great. We got a model for that. There's never, ever any right or wrong answer as we go through this. This is your business model, your owner role. So really kind of always tell people, like, look, not to be overly blunt with this, but you get two choices as we go through these questions. You can either give very honest, open, direct answers, which will make our research fantastic, or you can lie your ass off, in which case the research will stink, right? So it's your process, it's your business. We got to make it as ideal as possible. And we'll grow from there, right? What about the customer profile? Why do people buy from you? What does that even mean? Who's in charge of this, the sales, the marketing? What are going to be the best fits for you? Do we have a staff? What does that look like? Could it be just you? Yep, sure could. Could we have a huge team? Absolutely. Could we have a team of one? Yep. Whatever that looks like, what are those people doing? How we want to be able to start? How do we want to progress and grow long term? What's our exit strategy? Again, something people don't think much about or even know that you need to think about as a business owner, but you do, to the point where we've got a whole episode on exit strategy. It's that important for that. We're going to talk about industries. And for those coming from the corporate world, industry is everything when you're trying to find another job. It is incredibly difficult to transition from a vice president of sales for manufacturing and go to a vice president of sales for telecom. It shouldn't be. There's no logical reason, right? The HR reason is, you know, well, you don't have the experience in our industry. Look, we know that's ridiculous. In franchising, it's not an issue. It's skill-based, right? You're a smart person. You can learn the new industry and they know how to teach it, right? But industry, we're going to talk about it, but there's a reason why it's probably fifth or sixth on the list of topics that we're going to talk about, because it's not that important. Your why behind this, your role as an owner, customer profile, core values, staff, all are decidedly more important to what we're going to do. But we do talk about industry. Don't think we ignore it. Obviously, the financial side of things. What can somebody do? What can they afford? What are they comfortable with? What kind of ramp up do they need? What are they looking for long term? What are going to be the different funding options, right? Told you we're going to pummel you with questions, right, on this. So again, there's a lot that we're going to go through on this. We're going to guide you through all of it. So what we need for people on this call is an open mind. We need them to realize that there's no right or wrong answer. There's going to be some things that you're going to have a very definite answer to. Yes, it's absolutely this. But we're also going to ask some questions that you are not going to know the answer to. And that's not a comfortable thing to say out loud. I'll always tell people at the beginning of the second call, this is not a corporate interview. This is us having a one-on-one conversation. So if I ask a question, do you prefer A or B as a business owner, and you have no earthly idea what either of those are all about, then tell me, I don't know. Because now what that means is it allows us to look at a business model that has A and B in it. So now when we're doing that, you're going to learn in great detail what's A and B all about, and then which of those is better for you. So those I don't knows are helpful. It's an easy default answer to give us on this call. When we ask something, you're going to say, well, it depends on the business. Well, no, it doesn't. And here's why. Your answers are going to lead us to the right business, right? Do you want a, you know, what kind of staff do you want? Well, it depends on the business. No, it doesn't. If you don't want to work with, say, highly skilled technical staff, that's out of your comfort zone, then we're not going to look at a franchise that is highly technical. We're not going to look at something where you've got to have certified plumbers or electricians. That's not comfortable for you. So it doesn't depend on the business, what kind of staff you want. What kind of staff you want leads us to the business. So again, it's very kind of upside down with this. So again, that open mind is the absolute key to this. Then when we're all done with the call, we'll kind of recap and kind of review what we've talked about. If you're nodding up and down on the phone, then we are in great shape. And at that point, we'll be ready to do the research to help. Actually, then at that point, we're going to go find the best franchises that could be a match. We'll walk you through this at that point. And then go figure, there's a podcast episode all about what it's like to when we introduce you to franchises, the discovery process, and then everything we go through from there. But we can't do anything without just an absolute nailed it assessment call. So when it's time for that for you, if you're in the process now and getting ready to talk to us in a day or two on this, take some time, really give us good answers on the profile, and then be ready for the call with just a complete open mind, and we'll build this out from scratch. If you're not in the process yet and kind of wondering if you should, hopefully, you know, we've got to get through the first, you know, kind of first date, cup of coffee conversation. And then after we do that, we'll be able to launch you right into this pretty quickly. So anyway, that is the assessment call. That is clearly the most important part of the FranCoach process. So I hope that helps give you an idea of the importance of the call in general for our podcast series. The Franchising 101 podcast series is aptly named. We're helping people, again, get educated. What are the basics of all things franchising? And we hope that this episode and all the episodes will help enlighten anyone interested in franchise ownership to some of the amazing possibilities that are out there and just how in your reach this really can be. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, we hope you will subscribe so you can listen to all of the episodes, and don't be shy. Leave us a review as well. Hopefully it's a positive one. And if you'd like to learn more about potentially becoming a franchise owner, then click the link in your podcast window, or you can find us online at francoach.net. There is never, ever any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everyone for tuning in to the FranCoach Franchising 101 podcast series. Stay safe, and we look forward to connecting with you very soon. Thanks so much.